The March of the Priests from Act Two of Magic Flute, music by Mozart and the London Classical Players. And joining me today is a man of many musical hats, an operatic baritone, published scholar, and a passionate choral conductor, John Holland. He is the artistic director of Chorus York, a vibrant community choir based in Richmond Hill. And they have a very special gem. They are bringing your way, bringing those sounds of spring to life in their upcoming concert, Voices of Spring. Let's welcome John to the program.
Hi, how are you, Daniel?
Wonderful. Great to have you, John. How are you today?
Very well, thanks.
We are so excited about your upcoming concert. Let's put a spotlight on Voices of Spring, May 10th, St. Mary's Anglican Church in Richmond Hill. And the concert theme is Spring, Nature, Joy. A few whimsical bird call motifs in that one as well.
Yeah, the Mozart Sparrow Mass. It was a short mass, one of his Missa Brevis, but it has these little bird calls all the way through. So I figured it was something that was wonderful to tie in with spring.
Terrific. Very uplifting. Very good timing. We hope we'll have some spring-like weather also to join you for the event. And you have a Canadian composer joining you also, a former classmate of yours.
Sarah Cortell, who is a wonderful composer who she's published with Oxford University Press, and her works are being performed all over the world now with choirs. She was a colleague of mine at University of Western Ontario, so I know her very well. She's a longtime friend and a wonderful lyrical composer. So we're featuring two of her pieces on the concert.
Okay. Now tell me a little bit about your background. I'm so intrigued. Being an operatic baritone yourself, playing in major Canadian stages and abroad, you also have a PhD in musicology from York University. Tell us a little bit about how that world is bridged together with everything you're doing.
Yeah, so musicology came out of, I've always been inquisitive about music, but it came out of the need for scholarship in Czech opera. I would take a Czech opera aria with me to auditions, and invariably, everyone would always say at the end of the audition, "What was that piece you sang? I've never heard that before. What was that?" And I thought, if that's being said at major audition centers, then obviously scholarship needs to be done. So the need was out of trying to make myself unique in the auditions, and it just snowballed into the research. And I've fallen in love with Czech opera, and specifically operas of Dvořák. I have a Canadian Institute for Czech Music, which promotes research and such. And the book came out last year, and it's all been all a whirlwind of music. Yeah,
congratulations on the publishing of your book. Speaking of Rusalka, that is one of the most heartfelt, folk-infused, emotionally rich operas. We get very frequent requests for, of course, the haunting Song to the Moon. Others come to mind. Janáček, Smetana, raw human drama. Wonderful. Yeah, tell us a little bit about your work at Chorus York. You have a Music for Life program as well, an adult choir. Tell us a little bit about that project, that side project of yours.
Yeah, so one of the things I'm really passionate about is kind of engaging people in community music making. And for adults, there's not a lot of avenues for that. I mean, for kids, there's a million music making projects. But for adults, it's important to keep people engaged in the community. Chorus York is a very welcoming place, and it's a place for people to meet each other, learn music, grow through music, grow their confidence in a community music center. And, you know, we're always looking for involvement. So if anyone listening to this wants to join and they're in Richmond Hill, we'd love to have you.
Wonderful. What a great way to build social connection and, you know, stimulate that creative engagement.
Yeah. So the Music for Life Choir is run out of the Avenue Road Music and Performance Academy, and it engages people from the local retirement communities in music making, keeps them engaged, keeps them involved in kind of artistic expression. And, you know, there's a big correlation between music and mental well-being.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, mental well-being in adults is a big concern for the Canadian government. So it's a wonderful way for people to stay engaged.
Terrific. I'm speaking with John Holland, the artistic director of Chorus York. You can learn more about the upcoming performance May 10th, Voices of Spring, and also the Music for Life adult choir program. Go to chorusyork.ca, chorusyork.ca. What else is going on? You mentioned the youth as well, and you haven't forgotten about them. You have some wonderful community collaborations you're doing, bringing some life to Richmond Hill. Tell us a little about, you know, some of the other things you're doing.
So for me, the most fun I have as a musician is collaborating. People say, it must be nice to sing all these arias. And I say, no, the ensembles are where I have the most fun. So that's my impetus for Chorus York and kind of engaging with other community groups, keeping music alive in the area. You know, we know what the status is of arts, the performing arts and the public school system.
Oh, yes.
Being able to engage with the younger people through Chorus York and maybe have them involved in workshops, have them involved in collaborative concerts. We have wonderful startup choirs in the area, the Luminous Choir. We collaborated with the York Symphony Orchestra and Aurora just recently. So I'm all about building those connections in the Richmond Hill area and really creating a vibrant community. I mean, Opera York is there as well. I've done a lot of things with Opera York over the years. So keeping the vibrant arts community going in Richmond Hill is really a passion of mine.
Amazing. And you're helping to make Richmond Hill that cultural gem that it is. Small town warmth, big artistic talent. Thank you, John. Good luck with juggling everything you're doing. You're doing amazing work here. And let's fill up that concert hall May 10th, Voices of Spring, 7:30 p.m., St. Mary's Anglican Church in Richmond Hill. The concert theme is Spring, Nature, and Joy. Thank you, John. All the best to you and your team.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And now for some more inspiring Mozart, Laudate Dominum. Here's the voice of Daniel Denise.